Now, some of the band here resides in Illinois, and some of you reside in Michigan. How do you manage to practice things like that?
Phone
in our cars.
A lot of driving.
Do you think you would get more practice in if all of you lived in different states?
Probably.
We'd probably kill Rick, each other a lot quicker.
Greg does most of the driving. Rick also has to drive about 45 minutes an hour. Yeah. So he's with us about three times a week, and then Greg comes up for a weekend, spends 2 or 3 days, and then the rest of us work.
It's kind of a trade-off between being there enough to drive each other crazy and being away enough to...
The practice area is quite minute.
It's not much bigger than this room.
Oh, you're in trouble. Do you find that your music is limited to a particular audience?
It seems almost, it's hard to say.
There are
really
certain audiences that we can appeal to more than others.
At my gallery, they really responded that the second night, and that was an audience we weren't really sure we could please. You know, we thought there'd be a lot of service in there and everything. And it's kind of hard to judge it, I would think.
Do you find you attract more of an older type of audience than a younger audience?
I think we probably would appeal a little bit to an older audience because a lot of the copy we're doing tends to go back. We do some tall, it goes back to earlier stuff, and a lot of the younger people probably aren't real familiar with a lot of the stuff we do. But then again, we do some new stuff, like some new Floyd. And
how does your music fit into what's being played here in the city?
Well, I haven't been around here. What's being played?
I don't think amongst all the music in the city, I think it will fit in. You know, I don't. You know, when I come down here and listen to what's going on, I don't see. There's quite a big variety. You know, and I don't think the music in the city is all one kind. So I think generally it should fit in. I think we've got something to offer because we're trying to do something different with rock and roll. For one thing, we're using acoustic guitar a lot with Scott, and acoustic, it's not really a folk style. We're using it in a different way than usually is incorporated in the rock, and it seems to fit real well. We're using a lot of other instruments, using wind instruments and a lot of keyboards and strings. And
Chicago is pretty diverse too. I think, you know, there's a pretty broad market here.
I think so. There's a wide variety.
How do you compare yourselves to the bands that are here and in Michigan?
It's kind of hard to say.
It's hard. We don't get out a lot anymore because of the practice. We don't see too many bands. But
we are different in a lot of ways from other bands, I think. You know, I'm not saying anything egotistically. I just think we do something different than a lot of other bands have to offer. I don't know. Go ahead, finish.
Well, I was going to say, it seems like most bands have the concept that you got to rock and all the way in order to get across with the audience, which you do have to do to a certain extent. We're trying to find something besides just that, you know, besides just screaming and
raving out.
I've
been to clubs and just listened to, you know, song after song, and it just sounded the same. And from my standpoint, maybe that's what appealed to a lot of people, but, you know, I think we try to tend to appeal to a little bit more, you know.
More diverse crowd.
Yeah.
How do you see yourselves fitting in with a lot of other things that are going on in here? Do you think you're going to be able to keep going with it?
I would hope so. We're just going to have to see what happens. We're relatively fresh, you know, wet behind the ears, and we just have to see how it goes.
What's your future plans?
To stay together.
Trying not to kill each other.
Trying to keep our sanity as they
eat, sleep.
Try to keep enough money coming in somewhere where we can keep the band going.
Yeah. Jobs. Hire us.
I'd like to thank you for coming down today.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're talking to the members of the Eddie O'Neill Band here on Inside Music.